Okay, here we go. It's 7 past 8. This is 100.1 FM WRHI. 60 degrees, and it is Wednesday morning. This is the 19th already of April. And we got Come See Me Festival in town starting tomorrow. 9 days of the best festival around anywhere. Well, that's the only one right now. It's 7 past.
I love the tambourine part. It's going to happen right
now. Okay, here we go. May I pull it down slightly?
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
I just needed that.
It's 8 past. You know who's running this room right in here, folks. He just lets me think. My favorite, 100.1 FM, WRHI.
It's the illusion of choice.
My favorite thing with you ladies is what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I don't care, really. I mean, we want to do Mexican or Chinese? I really don't care. Well, let's go do Chinese. Really?
Really?
Oh, just tell us. We're better. If you don't, it's 8 past.
That's
always
right.
Trying. That's what I live for, is to make her happy. And that's going to be a happy marriage, too, I can tell you.
It's a very good idea.
We're talking cars. That's why we're playing Gary Newman here this morning.
That's right. And we have some really great special guests. First, Kathy Floyd, who represents Historic Rock Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, then we have Jim Townsend and Ryan Rutledge, who are owners of some really neat cars and really the experts. I'm going to let you talk to them in a minute, Terry Chuck.
Wait, let me start now.
Really, Kathy, tell us a little bit about the antique car show that's coming up. This is sort of on the whole part of Come See Me, people in town liking it.
It is. We decided to host this on the grounds of the White Home. Gosh, this idea has been in the works for the better part of a year, and the staff and our board of directors got together and thought we're going to do this year. And we had these wonderful gentlemen help us, and we've had them as supporters of Historic Rock Hill for years. So this was just the neatest thing to come together. And so we decided to hold it on the cuffs and the tailcoats of Come See Me, and we're holding it tomorrow on the grounds of the White Home from 2 to 6, and it's right before the parade, so we're very excited.
It really works out quite well, doesn't it, with the cars and the parade and everything?
Yes.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead and start talking
this
to Ryan
so cool.
And Jim about
he's
the cars.
He's about to burst.
I know Dr. Rutledge from the Y and stuff. I tried to stay up with him working out over there and stuff. He says, that all you going to do? Okay. Keep talking, Chuck. Keep talking. This is terrific. Good to see both of you gentlemen. You're part of the
Queen City Model A Club.
The Model A Club. How many members in the Model A Club? Thank you. That's great.
We've got about 70 families.
Okay.
So it's a good size group. We meet monthly, and then we like to drive our Model A. So
absolutely.
We drive them around the Carolinas. We've been to the beach, and we've been to the mountains.
How long does it take you to get to the beach in a Model A?
About 6 hours.
Do you stop for lunch?
Is that without stopping, or is that stopping?
No, that's with stopping.
Okay.
We drive about 40 to 45 miles an hour and stop about once every hour, hour and a half, to make sure everybody's still with us.
Do people like to line up behind you that are trying to get to the beach at hell's pace and wave as they go by?
Not, they wave a funny thing.
Wow.
We wave back sometimes.
It's always fun. You know, this is really cool, guys, because with this car show, y'all are going to bring us something that's so unique, and we have something right here. Tell us a little bit of history on the Anderson automobile. Whoever wants to pick up here, Jobs.
Well, Anderson was built in Rock Hill by John Gary Anderson, and it was a outgrowth of the Rock Hill Buggy Company that was a very successful buggy company. Sold buggies nationwide. A lot of people don't realize that.
Horse buggy?
Horse-drawn okay. buggies. And we will have one at the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is really neat. But the big thing is we're going to have 5 Andersons there, and there were about 6,000 Andersons made from 1916 to 1924.
Now, what was the Anderson? What did, you know, a lot of times they took cars and they took maybe a derivative of that, like the Shelby Cobra came out of the Sunbeam, I think it was.
Right.
You know, did they take a car, or was this a total design that they fabricated?
Total design. It was different from some of the major manufacturers like Ford, because Anderson never built the whole car. They didn't build the engines. They bought the engines. They didn't build the axles. They bought the axles. And so it was different from that standpoint.
Which goes on today, even in manufacturing.
That's right. But it was more of an assembly plant than it was an automobile manufacturing plant. They built the bodies, and they assembled the frames and the works and put the bodies on them.
Doctor, do you know anything?
It was a super luxurious car.
Was it?
Compared to Model A, you could buy 300 to 500 in those days, and an Anderson was like 3,400.
What are the features that's that makes it luxurious?
It's big.
Okay.
And it's roomy.
It was more comparable to a Buick.
Okay.
All right.
Which was a more of a luxury car back then, from the Chevy. Yeah.
Have you driven one, Dr. Rutledge?
No.
Okay. Do you get to do that? Are you sort of on the list of allowed to drive?
Hey, I have.
Oh, you have.
I'm one of the few people alive that's driven an Anderson.
That's so neat.
They manufactured about 6,000 of these. How many are left in the world that we know of today?
We know of 12.
Wow.
And how many? We're going to have five of them here.
We're going to have five here.
That's huge.
Right. That is very huge.
And that doesn't include the one that's in the cotton factory.
Oh, the one without the engine, you said?
Well, it's got the engine.
Okay.
It's a complete car. It's just it's on display and not easily accessible, let's say it that way.
Oh, cool.
So what's an Anderson worth these days? And obviously this is a name that's throughout the area, Anderson Road and everything else. So this is...
Well, the problem is they're not often traded, so we don't know what the value is.
What somebody would pay for it.
But it would...
It starts to head to the priceless category, doesn't it?
That's right.
Not for sale.
Depends on how bad you want it.
Yes, yes.
How many people do you think that are going to come and see these amazing cars? You're going to see new faces, I'm thinking. Don't you think, Ryan?
So.
We hope.
Yeah.
Historic Rock Hills, the last year, has thrown several different kinds of events out of our wheelhouse, if you will, in the past, trying to attract different crowds. And this was one of those events that we thought would attract and pull some people out, of course, just to get to know us and to come see the house. And we are giving tours of the house as well. But it is free to the public. But we hope to have several hundred come through the property.
That'd be really great.
Oh, yeah. Very laid back, very fun event.
You and I have talked about, Dr. Rutledge, you and I have talked about refurbishing cars and stuff like that. And I've told you I want to come over and be your adopted son and just live in a garage and just let me sleep there in the car. So what's the big thing about being in this Model A club? Is it the camaraderie? Do y'all service oriented? You know, you help each other, I know, but it's just a great social gathering too.
We have 8 to 10 from the Rock Hill Fort Mill area, I would say. And then the whole numbers Jim was telling you a minute ago, we meet in the greater Charlotte area because we have people from Lincolnton to Mooresville to Monroe and of course Rock Hill and York. So, but it's a great group of people. Many people have been there for many years. It's an older group as a principal. We have a few youngers getting in. They've inherited from granddaddy or something.
I said, man, that appreciation for that automobile and just the time of that thing.
The problem and the reason there aren't many young people is the young people, first of all, didn't associate with Model A's, and some of us that are in my generation actually did, drove them to high school. But the other thing is something called money. And generally, the older set, the retired people get into the car collection quicker than young people.
You mean I can't get into your club for like a $500 investment or something? I'll write you a check right now that won't cost
you. Hey, you don't even have to own a Model A. All you got to do is be interested in them. You can join the club and pay your dues.
My grandfather had a Model A or a Model T. I can't remember, but he had an old, and it had the Ooga horn. And he loved to come up to an intersection somewhere in Decatur, Georgia, off Candler Road or something, and scare the life out of people.
No doubt.
And he just smiled and waved. This is my grandson beside me right here.
There's some people in the club that are so much into the Ooga horn, Ryan being one of them, that he's even set his cell phone so it rings for an Ooga.
What's your phone number?
It's very progressive.
You got to call yourself here. We got to hear that, brother. Come on. Let me get the phone.
Turn on
here.
Your ringer because I think he's going to try it.
Just type that in. I'll get it there in the meantime.
Well, this is such a great thing.
It's
pretty
neat. This
is so great. And I think the setting is going to be just fantastic over at the White Home. It'll almost be of the period, won't it?
Absolutely.
Somewhere in time, in a way. You'd be dressing up for the part. Sometimes you did that for the Downton Abbey thing.
I don't know how many members will, but I know that two of us will be in period costume.
Nice.
The neatest thing is we're creating history. We're presenting history, but we're also creating history because we are having five Andersons on the property in a buggy.
That's going to make the news.
It's national news, which is the most Andersons in one gathering in, almost 80 years?
That's right.
This, it's really cool.
It really is. Good job, Kathy, all of you for bringing it to the club in and letting us all see these great cars.
We hope people come on out.
It's coming up on Thursday, and that's going on for the afternoon before the parade, so you can check that out at the historic White Home.
2 to 6.
Okay, from 2 to 6.
Does it cost anything to come see it?
It's free to the public.
Oh, yay. It's free? It's for me.
No, for sure.
Let's see if we can get this phone to ring, Doc. See if we can pull this up here. Here you come.
Well, it's...
That doesn't sound like an Ooga horn to me, Doc.
It's a fairly new phone, so maybe I forgot to put that on.
Maybe you forgot to press save.
You know, Jim said
we
was an older crowd. Older crowd. Just imagine it going, oh. All right. Fantastic. Gentlemen, ladies, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you
by.
For
this
having
is great
us.
Stuff. Good to see you, gentlemen, this morning,
see
too.
You.
All
thank
right.
you.
We'll see you at the Rock Hill Historic Rock Hill Car Show.
Sounds 17 past this morning.